Tiny City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Peter Maverick.
I'm Amy Matheny. This Queer Cast is brought to you in part by
Bud Light. Always worth it. American Airlines. Offering the GLBT community exciting vacation packages online at aa.com/rainbow. And you're listening to the Windy City Queercast. This is show number 158. I'm Peter Maverick.
And I'm Amy Matheny.
Hi, baby.
How are you?
Good. How was Memphis?
Well, Memphis was good.
But?
But I come home to Chicago and I'm having a technological warfare going on.
Oh, no.
My phone died today.
Isn't that the worst feeling in the world?
It's awful. Like, it worked last night and this morning I flip open my screen and it has nothing there.
Nothing.
The outside screen did, but the inside screen of my
phone.
And I have had the same type of Motorola phone for, I swear to God, like 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I went there to get the same type of phone, or actually I just hope to get it fixed. But I walked out of there with this BlackBerry Pearl. So since we're on a podcast, I feel like I can talk technology.
Right, you can talk tech. I love hearing you talk tech. It's sexy. Talk more.
Is it totally sexy? So I have no fucking clue what I'm doing with this telephone. I have been like all day trying to figure out that I'm getting
Did you read the
emails.
Book?
Emails. I've started reading the book,
good.
But I had to call somebody because even the guy couldn't figure out why it wouldn't put my email on. It's been a mess.
Good Lord.
So anyhow, so I have 30 days to see. And he
if
was like, oh, go to crackberry.com. That guy's got lots of good information. I'm like, you know what? He said, you'll just become addicted to this phone. I said, I hope not. I really don't want to be. But you know, the new Verizon Voyager, which is their answer to the iPhone,
right,
is coming out tomorrow, the day before Thanksgiving.
Ooh, so, just in time for Black Friday.
Exactly. So, I was kind of going to, I mean, my goal was actually, because my plan was up, was to go and look at the new Voyager.
Yeah.
And see what I thought. They did have one there.
Mm.
So it is sexy with the touch screen, like your iPhone. And then you flip it open and it's got a keypad on the inside.
Oh, nice.
So that's kind of nice. But I was talking to one of the girls there and she said, what do you want to do with this phone? I said, well, I just want to talk. I don't want to text. But if it had to have another function, I would like to be able to read my emails and send emails. And so she recommended this and it's small.
Well, but you always you usually carry a purse, don't you?
Yes.
So maybe the bigger size BlackBerry is better for you. Because I know it's small, but I mean, a full size keyboard might be a little, you know, because you usually carry a bag with you. I know you to almost always have a purse with you.
I do.
Unlike some people who need the I need it in my pocket. You know what I mean?
But this is so nice and small. I kind of like that it's small.
No, it is.
I don't know that I want one of those big...
It just... Bigger screens help for email. That's my only thing. But I mean, you have good eyes. You're not wearing
I'm
like
gonna test
plus
it
four
out.
In each
I'm
eye.
I'm going to test it out and
yeah,
see
definitely
if anybody
try
knows
it.
Anything about this BlackBerry Pearl. But I was talking to one of my friends and she goes, you got a new phone? And I said, yeah. And she goes, what'd you get? And she knows that I'm on Verizon because we talk Verizon to Verizon. And I said, I got the BlackBerry. Because you get the Pearl? And I said, yeah, because that's what I want to get. So it good. Sounds like it's a trendy.
Yeah, it's gotten very good reception, and reception meaning of the tech community from what I know. Yeah. And people have said good things about it, and it's been selling good. But
yeah, we'll see. It's a sexy little phone. I mean, I've got the little case on it, and it's got,
I was
a
like,
little,
why does yours look weird, but it's got a little
right on it. Right. That's the Pearl. I love that. It's very
and it's,
female.
It's very, well, does yours light up like that?
Yes, oh. It does. If you touch it just right and roll it around.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Are you part Firefly?
I am part Firefly.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, it's interesting. I have to tell you. So I've got a new toy, and it's perfect for the holiday weekend for me to sit down on my couch and try to figure
And play with it, but
out.
truly read the book. I know sometimes you want to dig in and push buttons and stuff.
No. I want to see if I can truly appreciate and comprehend how I would like to use it. So I'd like to put my calendar on it this week.
Absolutely.
Weekend.
It should sync with, well.
It will sync.
It will sync with, but it uses iCal. Yeah. I don't know if it'll sync to your Entourage. I don't know enough about that.
I don't do calendar yet on my laptop at all. I still handwrite my
You see
my
how
little,
I live by it, so.
I know. I still handwrite my, I always have had a little tiny leather date book that I've had them for 10 years. I get the
like
same
a Chandler's
company.
Or, oh, something.
It's just a tiny
at
little
a
leather. Yeah, it's kind of like an at a glance, but a higher end. And but smaller. I just mean like it's not plastic. And I've had that, and I love writing in it, and then I throw it actually in my tax forms each year because that shows me where I've traveled to, and I write all that in there. But I think this year I may try to put it all in here.
Yeah.
Not for 2007, sync it all up with my computer and see how this goes. So
for 2006, I did a big dump from iCal, and it had all of the stuff that I was doing, and I tend to keep track of when I take cabs as well.
Yeah, that's
so
what...
under 25, you don't have to have a receipt, but I had actually the running total of everything in there, so it was lovely to have all the digital data. And then boom, 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 print on the printer, toss it in Excel, do some math, and I was done.
Yeah. So I'm really looking
good.
Forward
well,
to
I'm happy to
I'm
hear
not that.
And you've got
about,
a camera.
I know. I have and a good camera.
So
it's
got,
two. Yes, it's a two.
Two megapixels. So you've got to start using it.
Is that what you have? Or do you have like four?
No. It's two on the iPhone. It's like 2.1. I think that's what you're. It should be a 2.1 megapixel camera on the iPhone. But I highly recommend you start using it because it's fun to have the little digital pictures.
I should take a picture of you.
Take a picture.
All right. We're going to take a picture. Oh, wow.
I don't know
what that is. That somebody took a picture of.
Of your what?
I don't
Your glowing clitoral nubbin? What's that?
No, it's a picture. There you are. Oh, Peter.
Hi.
Now, how do I capture it? I think I just pressed
the
button.
I don't know.
Say something in Japanese.
Cheese.
There you go. You're cheese. You look good.
And there's a little mirror. So you can take a picture of yourself if you want to.
Oh, that's true.
And so you'll have to figure out how to email that to me.
How the heck do I save it?
I do not speak Crackberry. I speak iPhone.
All right. Well, that's a delete the picture. See, I'm figuring out all this.
Live on the air, Amy's unboxing, sort of.
That's true. No, don't delete it. So how was your day?
It was good. I'm running on fumes right now because, we videotaped we videotaped a video at Spin last night for Johnny Dangerous's new song. So
I was
in the video. It's called Dirty is the New Black.
Of course it is.
And I was, isn't that just a hot title? Right there. He sold me on that. I played the part of a bartender.
Yeah.
And I was also in the crowd sort of fawning over Johnny. And
It's a stretch.
But it was just an amazing thing. It was a long shoot. It was about 6 hours. But it was fun to be a part of it and to do so. There were makeup people there and hair people and all the, buzz of the camera and the lighting. And because I'm so intimate with Spin and what goes on there, I was sort of the go-to guy for a lot of things. So I was doing the music and the lights and helping out with everything. And it was just fun to meet creative people full of creative energy.
Yeah.
That's the drug that I live for when I go in the theater, is to meet those creative people and interact with them and make art with them and do stuff with them. And it was just super, super fun.
Fun. That's kind of what our show's about today.
Yeah.
Interacting
absolutely.
With fun people. And I don't understand.
And glowing clitori.
And glowing
clitori. Is that
clitori.
The plural of clitorals?
Let's make it
clitori.
If we say it about 200 times, I think they put it in Webster's.
Really? Do we need to email the people?
Clitori.
Multiple just of clitoris. Because clitorises sounds like a hand lotion.
I like clitori.
Clitoris is the new hand lotion for your...
No, I like clitori. It's
clitori.
Very nice.
Okay.
But I have no more knowledge or understanding of the other verse than I do of my BlackBerry Crackberry. So it's just a whole new world for Amy Matheny.
Truly. And it's called Other Verse with a U, and it was formerly called Red Light District, I believe. But it's this interesting... not new, because they've been around for a while, but there's this sort of massive... massive online role-playing games. So sort of all this worlds. There are these worlds out there. You know, there's Vi OS, there's Second Life is another one. Mm-hmm. And so there are these big 3D worlds. So we are real fortunate to have on the show with us today, Brian Schuster. He's the founder and CEO of Otherverse, and he's going to hang out with us and tell us about what goes on in the Otherverse. Because this ain't your usual sort of MMORPG. This is not your usual place to hang out. This is, it has a decidedly adult
and
spin to it. And I saw a lot of penises when I was...
And you can get married.
You can do
it. In the Otherverse.
You can do...
Male to male, female to female.
And if you want to poke someone in their ear with your you-know-what, you can do that there, too.
It's poke, just, poke, poke.
It's just doom, kind of...
Doom,
right.
Doom. Oh, is that what it sounds like?
I don't know. I didn't do it myself.
Apple hitting like... Doom.
The doom. The dome backspace or something like that.
That would be me poking you in your ear with your own penis because I don't have.
Because I could stretch it that far.
I could
far
strap
in the
it on and then poke you in the ear.
Or you could turn your arm into a. You know, there was a.
Deb
porn
Pierce
once.
Would love that. I just said that from Proud FM. I could poke you in the ear with my strap on.
Lovely. There's a porn once. It's called Edward Penis Hands.
Porn.
He just had strap ons for hands.
Wow. Every lesbian's favorite guy about town.
I don't know every lesbian's favorite guy about town.
Oh, come on.
Maybe it would be sort of Edwarda Penis Hands or Edwina Penis Hands.
Ooh, that's a new
like
porn
that.
Film we could make.
Edwina Penis Hands.
Yeah,
oh,
we could
goodness.
Have a drag king and it could be
oh,
like...
Oh, Lord have mercy. Here we go.
You've just created a gold mine right there.
So is that what we call like... What do you call that when you've said the idea in a public forum and then it's yours?
Intellectual property
rights. I have
genius
IR,
is what I call it. Genius.
We have IPRs on that, and they're ours.
Some
and,
sort of Butch Dyke with two hands that are actually dildos.
No, he actually had multiple ones.
Oh,
so it was kind of like you could have
diddle your skittle
the big and the small, and maybe if you need to, you know, back door and front door all
that's
at once.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, like the rabbit, sort of.
Yeah, all your bits and pieces in there. Peter, you have tarnished me like a piece of sterling that has not been used at the fine holiday occasions. I am tarnished.
It just needs rubbed, though. Bring it shine back
up. This is why I have the pearl, the blackberry pearl.
I love it. Every time you touch it, that little thing lights up.
I know. It's very exciting.
Can you do, if you push it in, is it like a mouse button?
It is.
Wow, it does stuff.
Yeah.
But you can't touch the screen. It's not a touch screen. It's just navigating.
Nope,
okay.
It's not. It's navigate. Just got like all these little tools. You know, you just kind of roll the little pearl around. It's
well,
kind
so
of like
you...
on a PC. They have that little red nubbin, which I can't stand that. But this thing is very sexy. It's
well, that
very...
actually rolls. That's like a trackball.
It is.
As
it's
opposed
a trackball.
To that little
exactly
eraser tip
is.
That you have to push.
That's
I don't
right.
like that
I
one.
I hate that.
I really don't.
You know, and I may be buying a new laptop this next week, too. It's just all about the technology.
Oh, I haven't talked to you. Well, I'm going to talk to you on the next show.
All right. We'll talk about technology again.
We'll talk about technology again on the next show. Because, you know, Black Friday is right around the corner.
It is.
And all kinds of good stuff like that. So, but on the show today, we have Brian Schuster. He's going to be hanging out with us and telling us about the Otherverse and how it was modeled after Amsterdam's red light district.
Ooh.
And if that doesn't want to make you keep listening, I don't know what.
Smoke some weed and go to the Otherverse.
Hit the bong. Do what you need. So.
Find that man with the hands as dildos.
I'm saying. I need to go in there and create him.
Yeah. Go.
So stick with us. We've got news and you know, more.
Yeah.
After this.
Listen very closely to the music of the night. The music of the most spellbinding experience in theater history. The music of the Phantom of the Opera. Now you are invited to fall captive to all the music, the power, and the passion. The Phantom of the Opera is now at the Cadillac Palace Theater through January 5th only. Get tickets at the box office, BroadwayInChicago.com, or call 312-902-1400. There's only one Phantom, and you've waited long enough.
Culture Club. Culture Club. Culture Club. Theater.
Music.
Dance.
Art.
Performance.
Provocative.
Hilarious.
Exciting.
Queer.
Innovative.
Campy.
Edgy.
Original.
Get some culture in your life.
Join the club.
For the week of November 19th, 2007, you are in Chicago's Culture Club.
Four-time Tony Award-nominated actress Tova Feldshuh plays the legendary Katharine Hepburn in the Chicago premiere of Tea at Five, playing November 19th through 23rd at the North Shore Center for the Performing Arts, with a special gay night December 20th where you can meet Tova after the show. For tickets to Tea at Five, call 847-673-6300 or order online at northshorecenter.org.
Critics and audiences love Forbidden Broadway, the fall-down funny smash-hit musical at the Royal George Theater. The Chicago Tribune raves it's the funniest, fastest 90 minutes in Chicago. Forbidden Broadway, playing now through January 13th. For tickets, call 312-988-9000 or go to Ticketmaster.com.
About Face Theater presents Wedding Play, a world premiere written and directed by Eric Rosen. Set in the world of Chicago theater, Wedding Play blends mystery and comedy and might just be a confession to murder. Wedding Play is playing now at the Steppenwolf Garage. Call 312-335-1650 or visit AboutFaceTheater.com for tickets.
Remy Bumpo Theater presents Philip Barry's sparkling comedy of manners, The Philadelphia Story. Don't miss this staging of the beloved Katharine Hepburn film classic. The Philadelphia Story is playing now through January 6th at the Victory Gardens Greenhouse Theater, 2257 North Lincoln Avenue. For tickets and information, call 773-871-3000 or visit RemyBumpo.org.
Are you depressed, repressed, undressed? Court Theater has the cure. They will have you feeling better in no time with gay playwright Joe Orton's sexy and ferociously playful farce, What the Butler Saw. Sean Graney directs the provocative comedy now playing through December 9th. For tickets to What the Butler Saw, visit courttheater.org.
Altar Boys is a hilarious, wholly inspiring musical comedy about five small-town boys, Matthew, Mark, Luke, Juan, and Abraham, trying to save the world one screaming fan at a time. The Tribune says this production is brilliant. You'll laugh your socks off. Altar Boys is playing now at the Drury Lane Water Tower Theater. Visit alterboyschicago.com.
Don't miss the musical event of the season, Ella, playing at Northlight Theater through January 6th. Set your feet tapping with Ella, the swinging new musical about jazz legend Ella Fitzgerald, featuring memories from her extraordinary life and more than 20 of her greatest hits. For information or to purchase tickets to Ella, visit northlight.org.
And for more Culture Club, visit WindyCityTimes.com.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Edible Underwear Maker.
Mr. Edible Underwear Maker.
Your true genius combined two of man's favorite things, panties and food.
I can taste it now.
They're a snack. They're underwear. They're a snack and underwear. Brilliant.
Two treats in one.
Gorgeous grape. Rock my world raspberry. Bodacious banana.
26 flavors.
And nothing says I want you like a man with a mouthful of underpants.
I want you, baby.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, Mr. Edible Underwear Maker. Because thanks to you, when it comes to panties, extra large means extra yummy.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
And this is your Windy City Queercast News.
Chicago Episcopalians elected Reverend Jeffrey Lee to serve as the new Bishop of Chicago. One of the candidates who placed fourth is a lesbian priest, the very Reverend Tracy Lind, who would have been the Episcopal Church's second openly gay bishop since 2003, when the consecration of New Hampshire Bishop Gene Robinson caused quite a stir. The new Bishop Lee has stated that he supports the full inclusion of lesbians and gays in the church. He will be consecrated February 2nd at Reverend and State Senator James Meeks' House of Hope. Meeks has made anti-gay statements in the past.
The National Gay and Lesbian Task Force is pressuring Democratic Californian Senator Barbara Boxer, the chairwoman of the Senate Ethics Committee, to put a stop to its investigation of Republican Senator Larry Craig of Idaho following the airport toilet scandal. The organization is calling for lawmakers to either drop the Craig investigation or start investigating Republican Senator David Vitter of Louisiana and a female prostitute's claims that Vitter used to be a regular customer.
It's all about the Republicans
Fair
these
play.
Days. Controversy has erupted over anti-gay marriage sign a business owner placed in his Southport Insurance Agency's window. The business owner's sign reads, quote, "Save the kids, say no to gay marriage in New York." Some people have called the sign discriminatory.
North Carolina Baptist kicked out a church for being gay friendly. The Baptist State Convention recently voted to cast out the welcoming Myers Park Baptist Church. One of the church's deacons is openly lesbian. The church had been a member of the Baptist State Convention since the early 1940s.
The NBA recently recently reprimanded former Chicago Bulls basketball coach Phil Jackson for a Brokeback Mountain comment he made following the Los Angeles Lakers' recent loss against the San Antonio Spurs. Jackson said, "We call this a Brokeback Mountain game because there's so much penetration and kickouts." Lakers coach Jackson later apologized for his comment. "If I've offended any horses, Texans, Cowboys, or gays, I apologize," he said.
Talk show host Ellen DeGeneres' partner, Portia de Rossi, who plays Jolie Richardson's girlfriend on Nip Tuck, did not want to be typecast as a lesbian. She said that she almost turned down her role on Nip Tuck for that very reason, but then turned down other romantic leads because this lesbian character was just far more interesting to her.
Since its launch 4 months ago, the gay community is flocking to online activism resource fightoutloud.org. It was created in response to a Florida anti-gay incident and has since been involved in numerous other cases of discrimination. Over 5,000 people have joined its free email alert list.
And the Amazing Race's first lesbian couple, ministers Kate Lewis and Pat Hendrickson, were eliminated in Amsterdam. Hendrickson said she was out of shape. The women lost too much time trying to find a color-coded tag among thousands of bikes during a detour challenge.
And that's your Windy City Queercast news.
This is Daphne Rubin Vega, and you're listening to the Windy City Queercast.
It's a big gay contest and you could win. All you have to do is enter. Top prize, American Airline tickets for two, good for travel in the U.S. 48, Bermuda, Bahamas, Mexico, Canada, or the Caribbean. Second prize, VIP theater package to Altar Boys with t-shirts and a meet and greet for you and three friends. And third place, a CD extravaganza of great recording artists. To enter, just email promotions@windycitymediagroup.com and list your top three gay entertainers of all time and include your name and phone number. In the subject of the email, put the word contest. That's it. Join our year-end big gay contest. You might be a winner.
Drawing to be held January 1st, 2008 by random drawing. Winners will be notified. Otherverse is the world's first 3D social network with a decidedly adult spin. Members are free to post whatever interesting bits and pieces about their bits and pieces that they see fit. And in the world of the internet today, you can imagine that people's imaginations run wild. Brian Schuster, the founder and CEO of Otherverse, is with us to tell us about it. Hi, Brian. How are you?
Hi, well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Brian, it's great to have you on. I hear that you all just hit a milestone as being like the site that has the most visitors or the most people out there socializing and just really letting their hair down and being themselves.
Well, it sure feels that way. We did cross a million users the other day, so that was pretty exciting.
Congratulations.
Fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So let's rewind back to the beginning. How, we've heard about other online worlds going on, like Second Life and Vios and there, and some would even call like World of Warcraft an online place. But really, how did you decide to start this particular flavor of service?
Well, you know, we looked at what's led technology throughout history, and really it's, adult entertainment. My background is in adult entertainment on the internet, and it just seems like a really natural fit. There's no other virtual worlds that really have any kind of success. I mean, even you look at Second Life, and they're encountering all kinds of problems, and really the success that people can attribute to them is largely based on their adult attributes. If you look at any of the businesses that have moved into virtual worlds, they all basically fail, with the exception of what we're doing. I mean, you know, there's a huge demand for people to be able to express themselves sexually and to be able to experiment sexually and really, you know, push the boundaries of what they want to do in real life. And there's a lot of fear that's associated with that, and we just sort of examined that space and decided this would be a great way to give people those freedoms and to give people those opportunities that, you know, it's hard to bring yourself to do in real life.
Yeah. Or in Second Life or
Uber life.
Right. On the outside. So, and what a better place to model sort of the bohemian counterculture atmosphere than sort of Amsterdam's red light district. And tell us a little bit about what that, because originally was the site red light district or what's the division between Otherverse and red light?
Well, it's Red Light Center.
Red Light Center.
And yes, that's the first virtual world that we started. My late partner and I were on a trip to Amsterdam, actually, when we were coming up with the concept for what this virtual world was going to be like. And we decided, you know, what like you say, what better place for real sort of counterculture, free expression, real freedom than to pattern our first virtual world after the Red Light District. So we opened up Red Light Center, and it's really drawn in a spectacular community, a very free, open-minded community, which is just what we're looking for.
So I guess for people who've never been inside of a 3D world...
That would be me.
Yeah, that would be Amy.
I don't even sure if my own world is a 3D world, Brian. I have no idea. I am such a tech...
All the time.
Well, I'm such a tech baby. You know, I just got a BlackBerry today. So when we're having this interview with you, and now Peter has me podcasting for the past year and a half, and I'm like, this is a whole new world. So what would I be looking at when I entered into a 3D world like Otherverse?
Well, you know, a 3D world, it offers so much more... so much more than sort of a standard web page does, a 2D web page. You get an avatar, which is your persona, and you're able to make that avatar look and dress and behave the way that you want it to.
That's hot.
It actually is hot, and it's a lot of fun. People spend just hours and hours playing around, getting their avatar to look just right, you know, for the night out or the walk on the beach or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you can do that in all kinds of layers. I mean, you know, we really have gone crazy with the piercings and the tattoo layers, and you know, I don't know, just the spectacular sort of. I want to call them contact lens eyes, but really, you know, who's to say? Because it's an avatar, right?
It goes beyond, right?
Yeah, it does. The sparkle in your eye, once you've developed this avatar, you take it out into the world, and you're basically navigating what is a very lifelike 3D space. You're interacting with the environment, and you're interacting with just really thousands of other users who've gone through the same process. And you know, to add these elements of realism, because we're not a game. We're really a free speech chat platform. We're really an expressive platform. To add those elements, we have combined the best of the internet. So, you know, you can click on a user's avatar and you can pull up profile information about them if they choose to disclose their real pictures or if they choose to disclose information about themselves, which most of our community does, or, you know, even sharing their favorite pictures or sharing their favorite movies. We have all of those components sort of built into, wrapped up in Otherverse and in Red Light Center. So it's it's a way for people to get to know other people who are sort of like-situated, like minds, and to hang out, to learn, to explore, and at the same time, you know, just not have the same kind of limitations that you have in real life. But that's kind of the basic that you get. It's really like walking around. You know, you really get a flavor of Amsterdam. It's seriously patterned after the Red Light District. So we have smokehouses. Your avatar can go in and get high, or you know, your avatar can go and dose on ecstasy and head over to a rave. We have the gay bathhouses, so you know, you head over to the bathhouse or a locker room for a little bit of fetish play, bondage of discipline, you know, all kinds of
sort of
all kinds of fun goodies to explore.
That whole flavor on the outside. And I think one of the interesting things I noticed is from first going onto the website, there's a very like MySpacey feel, and there's this whole social networking slant to what kind of starts your journey into that. Was that conscious from day one to sort of build social networking plus plus, or taking it to the next level? Triple X.
Turn that plus side just a little crooked.
Because we see in so many places that you can only take your expression of yourself, and so many places, I mean, I can name off the known social networking sites, but I don't really need to because everybody knows what we're talking about. But yeah, you take it up to that point and you kind of have to stop there because most of these sites implement whatever sort of policies to police content and things like that. And
I'm worried about the future of humanity when we spend so much time censoring ourselves from what is our natural form of relationships and our natural form of expression. And it was sort of that as a motivating factor to say, you know, we are going to create a social network. We're going to create the next generation of social network, and we're going to do it without the sort of stupid limitations that that governments or that large corporations or, you know, even any corporation these days are trying to impose on people.
Go ahead.
Instead of, you know, that's all fear-based. There's just nothing wrong with people posting nude pictures of themselves. There's nothing wrong with people expressing what they need as far as their intimate fantasies or their intimate objectives or desires, and you know, it's offensive to me. I found these other social networking sites offensive for their censorship and for catering to the lowest common denominator, which really isn't, you know, isn't the way to get brilliant ideas. It isn't the way to put it another way, there needed to be a place for adults to be able to congregate and discuss adult issues without fear of having to, without fear of, you know, what a 10-year-old is going to think about this discussion.
Right. Well, and because the 14 and 10-year-olds are kind of the generation that have exploded all of these social networking sites, you know, so it's nice that the adults have taken it back. Are there celebrity type of avatars on your site? I mean, people that are really popular or that might be a more seasoned avatar to take a little novice like me through it all?
Oh, sure. You know, they're definitely, right? We've got the whole range. We've got, it's a wonderful community. So when your avatar pops in, what really happens, the process that you go through, is you're going to pop into the Welcome Center, and you're going to be greeted by seasoned members of the community that volunteer for us. They'll have a title over their head that says Guide. And you'll immediately be with all of the other brand-new users who sort of start off their journey in the Welcome Center. And the guides are there to sort of help you through the process of, you know, showing you how to make your avatar look the way you want it to, and demonstrating for you some of the main features of what Otherverse has to offer. And they're there to answer any questions that you have. They'll show you around the world if you want. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, once you're on your two virtual feet, so to speak, you know, then there's all kinds of members of the community that you can distinguish based on the color of their name tag or their title. And the community is very friendly, so you know, there's clubs you can join and whatnot, which can really introduce you to some of the more, let's say,
colorful. That's the word I'd use. Colorful.
But some of the more colorful aspects of the software.
Absolutely. So I guess because there aren't so many restrictions or there aren't really barriers, obviously I can just guess that the pendulum would swing way far to the adult content and, you know, really talking about a lot of extreme stuff in there, which is great to have. But that obviously isn't all that this is about. I mean, it obviously isn't all that's going on in there. What are some of the things outside of like the strong adult content that people can find when they're in there?
Yeah, you know, surprisingly, when adults are left to their own devices, and when all of this is offered to them, it really starts to parallel real life, which is to say there are times when people focus on the adult content, and that's great, but it really becomes, you know, when it's not censored and when it's not hidden away, it really becomes a small aspect of the whole experience. We have interconnected, like, all kinds of dance clubs and nightclubs and movie theaters. We have concert series. We've actually got a virtual amphitheater that runs comedy shows and runs concerts and artists and musicians. Users hold meetings. They give book readings. They attend classes and lectures. They have clubs. It's such a wide spectrum. I mean, the adult stuff is fun to talk about, and it really is sort of the foundation where we set the platform to build above. But you know, we've recently launched Virtual Vancouver.
Oh, wow.
As an interconnected virtual world, and the focus of Virtual Vancouver is really music and the art scene, and that's a thriving. I mean, you know, we held a film festival in there, and you know, just amazing independent films. We're starting to run first run films, and it's different from looking at these films on a website,
right?
Where you know it's just you and
you
and the
screen.
Movie.
Yeah.
Here, you know, you're there with a live audience. You know. 100, 200 people, when the comedian makes a joke, you know, everybody's chatting and laughing in real time at the same time. So it's a whole different experience, this immersive environment.
So how do people get plugged in to Otherverse? How does it all start? What's the process? And is it free? Do you have to pay? How does it all work?
You know, the most of the features are free. You'd go to redlightcenter.com or Otherverse, of course, spelled with a U. .com, and you download the software, which is free. That lets you create an account, that lets you log into the world, and it lets you basically do everything except have sex.
Oh, wow.
there's a few other features that, are limited to upgraded accounts, which we call VIP accounts. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, it's the sexual content, the real pure play adult content is the premium, and everything else is free. So we've set it up so that we want to fill the community, and we want people to give this a try and see if a virtual world suits them before we're asking them to pay. And then if they do pay, it's $20 a month. And the system seems to work out pretty well. People have a chance really to integrate into the community before they ever are asked to put up any money.
Mm.
So what are the kind of unique features and resources that gay and lesbian, bisexual, and transgender people will see in Otherverse?
I think the most unique feature, let's say, that is attractive to any community is that there are communities which really cater to these specific interests. So there's gay bars, there's gay clubs, and there's, you know, whole regions which are dedicated to, you know, these alternative, let's say, lifestyle interests. And the events put on by the community and these sub-communities are all user-driven. So
in some ways it's like a grassroots, but the flip side of it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, on top of the standard fare, which is to say, you know, there's we have a huge amount of gay and lesbian content within the application. So there's, you know, everything from just sort of straight peaches and cream gay sex to, you know, BDSM and whatnot.
Hardcore fisting, slamming people up, all the good stuff.
Strap-ons, all that good stuff.
All the good stuff.
It's a podcast. We can talk about this.
We love to talk about fucking on a podcast. It's one of the best things about my job.
Yes, you know, I'm going to agree with you. we're working on three ways, which are going to be coming out pretty soon. We have gay movie theaters. We broadcast... right now, shows into the theater, which are, you know, let's say lifestyle appropriate shows.
Hmm. So Now I want to geek out, and I think we're going to lose Amy in this conversation a little bit.
Okay, I'll just put my switch on pause for a second here.
Because you just mentioned, and I loved hearing this quote, and I think this is going to have to be the quote of this show, that we're working on three ways. So so behind the scenes, you have a dev team saying, okay, today we're going to figure out what it takes to have three people fuck. I mean, how do you fend the developers off?
Peter's so hard right now, I can't even tell you. Just the thought of this. I don't even know what the hell he's talking about.
I imagine the development community who would want to write something like that is just simply breaking down your door to say, hey, dude, come on, I want to be on the team. How does this work?
We do get a lot of demand, and I can't tell you how many emails I get from people wanting to model. but, you know, we generate footage mm-hmm. of actual sex mm-hmm. happening. So we basically shoot porn, mm-hmm. And then we render it into animation. And it's a highly specialized skill set to be able to do that.
Right. To model something like that is kind of intense to begin with, but.
Yes, for sure. and to make sure that you've got all the camera angles so that you can actually model it properly. I mean, it's a fascinating process, the whole thing from start to finish. And of course, you know, we have a reputation as a company which everybody wants to work for, which is exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice to be able to draw the very best talent. I mean, you know, our sex animations are just unreal. But you know, it's fascinating to me to start to realize just how many different sexual positions and opportunities there are. You know, you start to think, well, okay, we've done this position already. You know, and they say, well, yeah, but you know, there's all kinds of different ways that people move in this position. We actually have to. So it's an unlimited task before us to create, you know, infinite variety in these animations. But hey, who can complain about
Dude, I would love to
Brian is up for the task. That's what I gotta say.
I would love to dig into the code library and see, okay, this is the missionary library and that's like the diddling subroutine, and like I think all that would be just amazing to see that. And from I'm
understanding most of this. Enough that I need to understand, I understand.
And then from In some of the other worlds that I've had the chance to experience, they expand, or as new features are added on, they're expanding in other directions. And it sounds like you have a very clear model of Amsterdam and talking about Vancouver, you mentioned. On the horizon, what other kinds of things, I mean, now tantalize us, tittle us, what's coming up? Mm-hmm. What's just on the other side?
You know, it's exploding in so many directions simultaneously. As far as titillating stuff, we're launching out a concert series. It's all like top name artists, which are going to be coming through Virtual Vancouver. We're in the process of developing sort of franchise cities around the world, so you know, be able to head over to Paris, head over to you know, like we have Amsterdam, London, that type of thing.
Got to get Chicago in there, my
gotta
friend.
Got to get Chicago. We're a there. Friendly
That's
city.
Well, yes, I'm sorry, I should have mentioned that. Top on the list. We're looking for a Chicago franchisee. some of the things that we're doing are really spectacular. I mean, the new technology that we have, where we're able to now simulcast parties. So, for example, we throw a huge rave in Red Light Center at the same time that we're throwing a rave in one of the franchise cities, let's say Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And users who are online with their avatar can see through the wall to the DJ and the people that are at the live party at the live venue. So it's a way actually to sort of meet people across the wall. The avatars can see the live people can see and interact with the avatar. So you know, it's this type of technology which is starting to break down. You know, before you go to the party, you can log in, you can meet people. Then you show up at the party, you've already met these people, And if you want an after party, you're in your pajamas at home, but you're, you know, as your avatar.
Or maybe you're not wearing your pajamas at home, either way.
Or maybe they're just down.
Let's say
opened up.
If you were wearing my pajamas, it wouldn't be a problem. And these types of technologies are really morphing into, you know, there's some spectacular groundbreaking new 3D type of monitors that are coming out where, I've seen the way the sex displays in these monitors, and I mean, it's totally lifelike in 3D around your head, around your body.
Which head? No.
Both, I think. And we're working on deals for Teletouch, which we also, you know, describe as Teledildonics. And those technologies are maturing around our software as well, so users can pick up devices which are which exchange touch across the software platform. So, you know, you can stroke your partner, for example, and if they're wearing the device, they experience the sensation.
That's amazing. Amazing. So my final question for you, how much are you in world every day? Are you in there all the time?
You know, I personally am not in there as nearly as much as I would like because I get mobbed every time I walk in. So I'm usually running around as an anonymous avatar, so nobody recognizes me. But unfortunately, you know, my schedule is pretty packed. Otherwise, I mean, I got to say, it is a wonderful way to... I want to use the word escape, but that's not really what it is. To make friends and to like have as close to a real life sexual experience as is possible. So I don't know. It's pretty compelling. I'm in there quite often. Let's just say that.
Excellent.
Well, folks, if you aren't in the least bit curious, then you're probably dead. But I suggest that you log on to Otherverse. That's UTHERVERSE.com or redlightcenter.com and go ahead and get that VIP account because you know you're going to want it. You know, that's what you're going to want to do right there as soon as you get in there. And I'm getting one now just to, when the three-way thing comes online, I have to be there.
There you go.
I so want to interview one of your developers, I promise. But Brian Schuster, founder and CEO of Otherverse, thank you so much for hanging out with us and chatting.
Awesome. It was my pleasure. This was delightful. Thank you both.
Thanks, Brian.
You bet. Take care.
And thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. This show is brought to you in part by Bud Light. Bud Light, always worth it.
And American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
And Broadway in Chicago, for the hottest tickets in town, visit broadwayinchicago.com.
So that's our show. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Peter Maverick. Please comment on our shows on our website and in iTunes.
The next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it.
Windy City Queercast, queer and now.
The best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show and Limelight.